like McDonough, right, Mike? Is that good?
It's snowing steadily outside as people trickle in for the morning forum. The Alliance is hosting the event with Aspen Valley Hospital and the Aspen Chamber Resort Association. Although topics include health care and insurance costs for all residents in the area, most of the morning is dedicated to what's happening now with the Alliance and plans for the coming months.
One of the first things I did when I came to Aspen is we conducted an employee focus group with representation from each of the five employers.
Kathleen Killian is a warm and energetic transplant from St. Louis. She's leading the Alliance and its unusual collection of employers that includes the hospital, the county, and the City of Aspen, Aspen School District, and the Aspen Skiing Company. In a focus group with their workers, Killian heard right away about substance abuse, something health officials here say is one of the biggest problems in the Valley.
They were very candid and transparent, saying that they're struggling.
And although many have taken advantage of free counseling through their employers, it's not enough.
What we're hearing from VHA employees is they really don't know how to access these providers, who to call, when to call, where to go. And they're showing up at Aspen Valley Hospital in the emergency room for mental health and behavioral health issues.
Plus, there's the stigma about getting help for mood or mental health struggles. So one of the goals for the Alliance with the five major employers as members is to improve where workers can go and get help by
really consolidating the behavioral health resources within the community. So the VHA is hoping to serve as a unifying agent in bringing the Hope Center, bringing MindSprings, bringing Aspen Strong and other stakeholders to the table in a unified voice to develop a comprehensive behavioral health and mental health program for the VHA members.
Moving beyond whatever local politics may have gotten in the way in recent years. Improving access to mental health will be a priority, along with helping employees visit primary care doctors. Having a provider regularly seeing a worker can help tackle problems before they get worse, or more expensive, or even deadly. The Alliance would make sure these visits are covered or otherwise paid for by employers. Paulina Vander Noorda is in the audience and asks why other employers haven't been asked to join the collaboration. John Peacock is Pitkin County's manager.
We've been asked that question a lot. For one, guys, we don't have a secret sauce we're keeping from everyone right now. We have some strategies that we're starting to work on together and we're starting to try. So we want to prove a concept before we invite folks,
especially small businesses who don't have a lot of margin for error. Time will tell whether the efforts by the five current participants will make a difference. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.